Tyrion covered his mouth and belched politely. Unlike Lord Janus, he had gone easy on the wine, but he was very full. The first thing he had done after taking up residence in the Tower of the Hand was inquire after the finest cook in the city and take her into his service. This evening they had supped on oxtail soup, summer greens tossed with pecans, grapes, red fennel, and crumbled cheese, hot crab pie, spiced squash, and quails drowned in butter. Each dish had come with its own wine. Lord Janus allowed that he had never eaten half so well. "No doubt that will change when you take your seat in Harrenhal," Tyrion said.
"For a certainty. Perhaps I should ask this cook of yours to enter my service. What do you see?"
"Wars have been fought over less," he said, and they both had a good long laugh. "You're a bold man to take Harrenhal for your seat. Such a grim place, and huge, costly to maintain, and some say cursed as well."
"Should I fear a pile of stone?" He hooted at the notion. "A bold man, you said. You must be bold to rise, as I have, to Harrenhal, yes. And why not? You know. You're a bold man, too, I sense. Small, mayhap, but bold."
"You are too kind. More wine?"
"No, no, truly, gods be damned, yes, why not? A bold man drinks his fill.